Okay, we're learning the Sikha Beis in Chelikit Gimel, Sikha Beis of Parshas Pinchas. This is a Sikha, a Rashi Sikha, on the beginning of the Parshas HaKorbanos. In Parshas Pinchas, it's after Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Eibushter about being Memane, Ru Raya for Adas Yisrael. Speaks to the Eibushter. Then tells him that he should give, should make Yeshua for the next Raya. So right after that happens, and the Taka Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Yeshua, so Hashem tells Moshe, Tavis ben Yisrael v'amarta aleyem es karbani lachmi le'isha erech nechoche tishmuro lakil v'meo meyadeh. Hashem starts telling the Yidin, Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidin about the different karbanos they have to bring, starting off the karban tamid, and then it speaks about the other karbanos, the karban musaf, on Shabbos, on Shchodesh, and other Yom Tovim. And here, on the first words of this of this parsha, it says Tzavos Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says something. Rashi has a pirush. This pirush has two parts. One part explaining the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, and another part bringing a mashal to explain this inyan. And the Rebbe is going to go through these two parts, I'll ask a lot of questions on them, and answer the questions. So, the Rebbe starts off the Sikha like this, B'tchilas Parshas HaKorbanos V'Parshas Seinu, Ma'atik Rashi Tzatev Tzavos Bnei Yisrael. Beginning of the Parshas HaKorbanos, Rashi takes from the Pasuk the words, Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, Mefarish, and he explains like this, Ma'amar L'mayla Yifked Hashem. What does it say before, a few psukim before? Now Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, he asked Hashem to command on the Yidin a new Raya. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Acha Atah Mitzaveinu Al Banai, before you, or till when you are telling me what to do, you're commanding me what to do about my children, Tzaveh Es Banai Alai, please. He doesn't say please, he says command the Yidin about me. That's what it says in the pasuk. That's what Rashi says. Mashal, then you bring the mashal because it comes to base, like we'll explain later in Siv Beis. So this is the Rashi. Rashi takes the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael and he says, Ma Amar L'Mayla Lord say before Yifked Hashem. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu before telling the Eibushter what to do about the Yidin. He should tell the Yidin what to do about the Yidin what to do about Hashem. And what does Rashi come to explain? What is the problem with the pasuk? You know, I mean, Rashi says something. Rashi comes to explain. Rashi usually comes to answer a question, which is something that's wrong in the pasuk. So first of all, we have to understand what is Rashi coming to explain. What is the problem with the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael? V'amarta aleihem. Tzavos Bnei Yisrael is a pasuk. Is a word which are used in the Torah a lot of times. And why all of a sudden over here, Rashi is explaining it? So maybe you could explain. So the Rashi is going to go through a few options of thinking, what is the problem with the pasuk that Rashi is coming to explain? And the Rebbe is going to go through and explain how each one of these problems are really not a problem, and therefore we will still need to understand what is the problem Rashi is coming to answer. So that's we start. Sarach lahavin, ma kasha the Rashi v'tevis tzavos bnei Yisrael shutzach lefarshim. What is the problem with the words? What does Rashi have a problem with the word Tzav Bnei Yisrael? The Rashi has to explain it. So the first option is saying that Pasha Rashi wants to explain the word Tzav. What does it mean? Tied to the word Tzav. And that's what Rashi is coming to explain with his Pirush. Now, what exactly, how does his Pirush answer that question? I don't even know. But let's say there is a problem with the word Tzav, and Rashi has to explain what the word Tzav means. So Rebbe says that can't be the reason why Rashi has to explain the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, because the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael is not missing any beer. Why? Because we have it's explained already. Rashi already explained the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael. Harik for Pirsha Rashi Beresh Pasha Tzav. About Gosha, Rashi already explained in the beginning of Pasha Tzav. It says over there, Ein Tzav El Lashon Zeros. Rashi says that Tzav is not, doesn't mean anything else besides Zeros to Miyadu Laderis, to Mazarit the Yidin, to make the Yidin, to give an extra special tzivoy, that the Yidin should do it something fast. And you need to have a special Azhar to do something. That's what the word Tzav comes to tell you. It should be done right away, Laderis, forever. So Rashi already explained that the word tzav means lashon zeros miyad uladeres. And he says, "Ain tzav elu lashon zeros." Hainu shebachol makim ain pirush achad tzav. That means that always that is the title of the word tzav. So Rashi already told us in the beginning, Pasha tzav. What does tzav mean? So Rashi doesn't have to explain over here what does the word tzav mean, because he already explained that. He already said that in Pasha tzav. So the first option to explain the word tzav. Now, I'm sorry, to explain that Rashi is coming here to touch the word tzav, you don't have to touch it, because you already touched already. In order three, the Rebbe brings the Mamaskal David Kosav, Koshaloi, Amai Ksiva, Beloshan Tzivay, Belon Loshan Dibur. Mamaskal David says that Rashi is coming to answer a different question. Not to touch the word tzav, but why does the Torah use the word tzav? Not in every tzivay we find that Hashem, the Torah uses the word tzav ben Yisrael. A lot of times it says daver ben Yisrael, emrel ben Yisrael. So why does it say over here the word tzav? That's the kash of Rashi. So not the taish of the word tzav, but why does the Torah use tzav and not a different lashon? Says the Rebbe, but that also can't be the question of Rashi here. Why not? And well, any move, that's not the question that the Maskil David says is not understood. Why? The bepashtos nemar tzav kan lelamid shat tzivu yomi yadu lederes. Come first, but Rashi lacher is that they can't tzivu lederes. And it says that you can't explain that because with this word that Rashi said in Parshat Tzav, what does the Lashon Tzav mean? That already explains why the Torah used over here the Lashon Tzav. What does Tzav mean? Tzav means the Deiros. So that means that when is the Torah going to use the word Tzav? When the Torah wants to say that this Tzivah, which you're going to say soon, is the Deiros, not only for the time which they're in the Midbar, it's forever, it's for later. For always, for later also. So that's already explains why does the Torah say over the word tzav, because the Rashi himself says later in Pasuk Dalet that this tzivui, which we're saying over here, is the tzivui lederes. So that's why it says the word tzav, to tell us that the tzivui is forever, it's for later, not only for the midbar. Actually, in Pasuk, what's the Rashi in Pasuk Dalet is coming to explain that l'chora, what is the chiddush? Why does the Torah say in Parshas Pinchas all of a sudden it tells us about Parshas Atam, it's carbon tam, l'chora already in Parshas Tetzave, Hashem already told Moshe Rabbeinu about the tzivah bringing carbon tam. It says Rashi in Pasuk Dalet that when it says in Pasuk Tzav, it's only it's as hardly Me'am Miloy, but only to bring the carbon tam during the Me'am Miloy. And over here is the tzivah lederes. I mean, how good that it says the word tzav is coming to tell us that it's a lashon lederes. So therefore, of course, the Torah has to use the word tzav over here to tell us this, that it's talking about lederes. So that's not the question of Rashi. So first of all, Rashi is not coming to explain. He's not coming to explain the word tzav, because that already explained the parashat tzav. It's not also coming to explain why he says the word tzav and not lashon emor or dibur, because again, that has a reason Rashi already said in the beginning of parashat tzav, so he's coming to tell us that it's the deris. Okay. So, that's the first option. The first two options of explaining the question of Rashi were already disqualified. It says that it continued, the Rabbi Yesh Mefarshim, another Pirish Mefarshim bring, in the Art of Four, the Rabbi brings that it's brought in their aim, the Rav, the Bektev. Another explanation of this of the words that the question that Rashi coming to explain, that Rashi Balevai has smichus the parsha zul the parsha kedem asiv kedasha. So Rashi is not coming to explain the word tzav. The word tzav we understand. Rashi is coming to explain why is the parsha zakarbanis coming after the parsha of yifked Hashem that Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem to bring to make a Yeshua. So the question the question of Rashi is the connection between the two subjects. So this is what Rashi means when he says "Ma amr lamar lifka d'shem," but that the words, these words of Rashi, is coming to explain this itself is his question. What is the connection between this and the parsha before? And that Rashi answers that there is a connection because the reason why Parshas Hakabbanis is coming over here is behemshach to what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to make a new Rei Yisrael. Okay, so this is the explanation of the Reim and the Rav. Avol, so the Rebbe is going to ask on this part, on this question, on this way of explaining Rashi's question, two questions. This is hard. This explanation you can't explain why. Ki aleph signin Rashi b'kiyete b'zeh kishabal lefarish smichas the parshias hu lam manis mechachum. the way Rashi asks this question, Rashi asks these questions a few times. The question, the reason of the smichas, but Rashi doesn't ask it in a way ma amar l'mayel. Usually, he says it in a different lashon. He says la menismicha. We find it in Parshas Pinchas itself when he says, right before Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem for Anura Yisrael. It says, "Va'yimer Hashem u'Moshe aleil har varim azeh." Pasuk Yud Beis. So Rashi says, "Over there, lama nistamach lekan." Rashi asked the question, "Lama nistamach lekan." So he asked the Rashi asks the question of smichas apashias with the words lama nistamach. So if he has the same question over here, just a few pesukim later. Actually, not only a few pesukim later, it's the hemshach to that, because after Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, told Moshe aleil lahar varim. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem Anuraya. So, and then the pasuk later it says the about korbanos. So if Rashi's question is again lama nismacha, so Rashi should say the words lama nismacha. And then Bereish Parsha Shlach, in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, Rashi says lama nismacha Parsha Meragdim and Parsha Smiryam. Bereish Parsha Baleischa lama nismacha Parsha Tavaneira the Parsha Sanisim b'chulu. So again, we find a few places that Rashi asked this question about smichas parshias, and always he asked the question in the signet of lama nismicha. So again, so why over here, if he's asking the same question, why does he say the words lama nismicha? I'm sorry, why does he say ma'amr lamaila and he doesn't say lama nismicha? That's the first question. Why it's hard to say that this is the kasha of Rashi? Because if this is the kasha of Rashi, Rashi should have said it in the way he usually asks the same kasha. Base. Besides the fact that the lashon of Rashi is hard to explain it this way, also the kasha on smichas haparshis also doesn't make sense. Why? Because smichas haparshis benidin didan muvenet simi haparshis. The fact that this parsha comes over here, Rashi comes to answer the smichas haparshis when there's an issue with the smichas haparshis. When the parsha doesn't belong over here, then Rashi asks the question: why is it belong? Why is it over here? L'chol it doesn't belong. But in our parsha, the fact that the parsha like a bonus comes right over here. It's not hard to understand. It's explained by parshas. Why? What did Rebbe explain? Kivan she'ad ata seif mem shana b'midbar. Lei nemra adayin parshas like a bonus. Mukhar ha'kadosh baruch hu tavoisim al ze'ata. Kaidem ha'chalas mishne tera asher dibra Moshe. Before Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say Mishnah Torah. Since Hashem didn't say yet the Parsha Karbanos, already 40 years have passed in the Midnah that Hashem didn't yet say about Parsha Karbanos. So Hashem must say that. When is he going to say it? Mishnah Torah is already when Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the Torah. He's already saying, so after the Tzivuim Torah from the Emerson, he's already saying it over. But before that, before Moshe Rabbeinu starts repeating, that's the time when Hashem has to finish the whole Torah himself. So this is the time right after Moshe Rabbeinu was about Aliyah Lahar Avarim. Hashem told Moshe Aliyah Lahar Avarim. Moshe Rabbeinu already said that Abishter make a Nur Yisrael. It's about, the Torah is about to be finished. The 40 years in the middle, Moshe Rabbeinu is about to go up to Hashem. So now that's the last time that Hashem could say about Parshas Karbanos. So for sure it belongs over here. Dimlei Achshav Emesah, if he's not going to say it now, when is he going to say? So that's why it's hard to explain. That Rashi is coming to ask, why is the parsha over here? Because where else should the parsha be? Of course it should be over here. It has to be over here. In Hara 6, the Rebbe says, maybe you could say that the question was a little different. The question is not, why did Hashem say it over here? What's the connection between parsha Karbanos and making Yeshua a Raya? That's Taka not a question. Because if Taka Hashem didn't say it till now, then Hashem has to say it right now. But maybe the question is not like that. The question is not, why does it say it over here? The question is, why did Hashem wait till 40 years in the Midbar, till after 40 years to say Parshas Karbanos? Why Taka didn't he say it earlier? Maybe that's the question. That's the Rebbe says in R6. Asha da'in yiksha lama le'namer le'el le'parshas Karbanos le'parshas emmer. Can I have another question? Why did Hashem wait till after 40 years to say Parshas Karbanos? He could have said it in Parshas Karbanos. He could have said it in Parshas emmer when he said the rest of the Karbanos. So maybe that's the question of Rashi. But the problem is, if that is the question of Rashi, Hari gam le pirush Rashi ain't a maturitz. The problem is, if that's the Rashi's question, certain the Rashi's answer doesn't answer the question. If your question is just, why does it say it over here next to making Yeshua a raya? And the answer is because Moshe been asked for a raya, so Hashem told Moshe what to do with the Yidin. That explains the smichas of parches. But if the question is that Hashem should have said it earlier, that's not explained with this. Why? Because like the Rebbe explained in the brackets, the decha gadol leimar shekid baruch hu leit tivam al parches gabad zul leil ba parches emar b'chadei lanis al b'kadosh Moshe yifked Hashem adres avinu chul. Doesn't make sense to say that Hashem waited to tell Yidin about Kabbalah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say Yifked Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say Yifked Hashem, and Hashem is going to say, wants to say, Hashem, Tzaveini, Albani, Tzaveiz, Bani, Alay. Therefore, Hashem waited, and didn't say Kabbalah for 40 years, just that he's waiting till Moshe Rabbeinu to ask Yifked Hashem. That doesn't make sense. That Hashem should wait for 40 years just for that. So if the question is why Hashem waited till now, it's not going to be answered with the Rashi's tenets. Why Tak Hashem waited till now? The Rebbe doesn't answer in the Sikha. But, at least in the beginning, for sure, that's not Rashi's question. Well, we could have thought Rashi's question is not why Moshe Rabbeinu waited, why Hashem waited till now, but what's the connection part? Why does it belong over here? And that the answer, and that the Rebbe answers that it does belong over here. It belongs over here, and we don't need Rashi to explain why it belongs over here, because it's already, we understand ourselves why it belongs over here. Okay. So now let's get back to, make a shtickle stick of what we said. So the Ravaila, our question was, what's Rashi bothered with the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael? Why does he need to explain something? So we had two explanations. Actually, we already brought altogether four explanations. And the Rebbe already slugged it up. Four ways of explaining Rashi's question. We could have explained that Rashi wants to explain the tight of the word Tzav. And we said Rashi can't explain the word tzav because we already know the tight of the word Tzav. Maskin the devil wanted to explain that it's coming to explain the why does the Torah use over here the word tzav and not a different lashon. We explained also that we can't say because the word tzav means something specific which we need to use over here. The other Mefarshim wanted to explain that Rashi is coming to explain what does it belong over here, what's the smichus to the parsha of before, and that the Rebbe said that it can't be the question of Rashi because there's no issue, for sure it belongs over here. Actually, that's not a question why it belongs over here. It belongs over here. There's no, it has to be said over here because there's nowhere else it should be said. Then in the Hara 6, there's another option to explain maybe where the question of Rashi is why we waited till now to say it, and that they have answered that can't be the question of Rashi because Rashi doesn't answer that question. Okay. So that's what we said till now. Now the Rebbe is going to explain another way of explaining, maybe to explain the Kasha of Rashi. And after that, the Rebbe is going to say that's not a good way of explaining the Kasha of Rashi. Gam in the fires the Kasha of Rashi came for the Lashon Tzav Amartaloh Aleim Meshel Chad Mehem Luchur Miyuter. Maybe we can explain that the Kasha of Rashi is something else. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Tzav is Bnei Yisrael Ve'amarta Aleim. Luchura, this is already a Kefal Lashon. If you say Tzav is Bnei Yisrael, so you already know you're speaking to the Yidin. Why do you have to say Hashem told Moshe, Tzav is Bnei Yisrael, command the Yidin, Ve'amarta Aleim, and tell them. When he's commanding them, he's already telling them. Or you say, only use the word Ve'amarta, or you only use the word Tzav. Maybe that's Rashi's question. And I guess the word, that question would be answered by saying that Batsam, the Torah only wants to say the word Ve'amarta. Why do we use also the word Tzav is Bnei Yisrael to tell us this Varta, Hashem wants to tell Hashem, Savein al-Bani, Tzav is Bnei Yisrael. But the Rebbe says this can be the question of Rashi. Why? For three reasons. Ki Aleph, Al Havali L'Rashi L'Hatik Ma'akos of Kedin L'Pirushay, Oy B'Pirushay, Gam Ve'amarta Alein, Kel Deizenis, Eir Rakusha. If Rashi's question is the Kefal Aloshim, so that should have also been the Dibra Maschel of Rashi. Rashi's Dibra Maschel is not Ve'amarta, it's only Tzav is Bnei Yisrael. If Rashi's question comes from Ve'amarta, that why does it say Ve'amarta also? So Rashi should have said, Tzav is Bnei Yisrael Ve'amarta, and explain this pirush. But the fact that Rashi doesn't bring the post in his Dibra Maschel, the words Ve'amarta Aleim, is a raya that's not his question. And the Rebbe says in the thing, Rashi should have brought it or in the Dibra Maschel, or the Rashi should have used the words Ve'amarta in his pirush. Why? Because we find sometimes that Rashi, when he's explaining the Kefal HaLashon doesn't only, sometimes it doesn't bring it in the different maskal, it brings it in the Pirush itself. The Rebbe brings that Dugma in Aris 7, the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Emor, it's a famous Rashi, Emor v'amata hazak delam alaktani. Over there, the Potik starts off, Emor b'nei Yisrael, Emor l'kainim b'nei Ayin v'amata alim. The same question, why does it say Emor l'kainim, and then again it says v'amata alim. So Taka Dibra Maschil, Rashi only says the word Emor l'kainim. But then right away he says, Emor v'amata. In the Pnim and the Pirush, he asks the question, why does it say the word Emor, and it says v'amata. He explains hazak delam alaktani. So we see that Rashi sometimes, when he's asking about the Kevel HaLashon, he's going to be mitic the word that he's asking on. So the same thing is also over here. Rashi should have, if he doesn't bring it in the Ramaska, at least he should have said it in the Pnim itself. He should have said, Tzav, it's been sold, V'amarta, and explain. But the fact that he doesn't bring the word of V'amarta at all, Zaraya, that's not his question over here. Base. Another proof that this can be the question of Rashi is because, like, Kamon Mepachas Masse, B'shaychas the Gvulis Ha'aretz, Nemre Gamkein, Tzavaz B'nei Yisov Amarta Olim. V'lei Pirush Rashi Midi. In Parshas Masse, we have also the Lashon, Tzavaz B'nei Yisov Amarta Olim. And if it would be a question, and this is what Rashi is coming to answer over here, Rashi should come to explain it over there also. But we find that over there, Rashi doesn't explain anything. It's a raya that this question is not a question in Rashi. This question is not a question which is muksha according to Pshuta Ramikra. If it would be muksha and Pshuta Ramikra, Rashi should have asked it over there also. You might say that maybe Rashi doesn't explain it over there because once he explained it over here, so he doesn't have to explain it over there. Once he explained it in Parshas Pinchas, he doesn't explain it in Parshas Masi. So the Rebbe Naranon, you can't say that. Why? Because over there, you cannot answer the same answer you were saying over here. Because over here, it's a specific explanation that because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Tashem Yifkei Hashem, that's what Moshe answered, Tavetz B'nei Alay. But if it's a whole different story, but over there, it's B'chol nothing, we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu asked before the Eibushter something, and the Eibushter answered him, Tavetz B'nei Sov, the Eibushter answered something, when he get to the Yidr. So you cannot answer the same answer that you're answering over here. So therefore, we must say that over there it's bechlan not a kasha. So over there that's not a kasha. So over here it's also not a kasha. So over here it's not a kasha. That can't be the question which Rashi is coming to answer. Gimel. Another way of proving that this is not the question of Rashi because bechlan never batera oit pa'amim rabbi is davar b'nei sova amarta alim b'lei pir shashi kibbal alosh. We find a lot of times in the Torah that it says maybe not the word tzavaz b'nei sova amarta alim but it says Dabra al-Bani Sova Amarta Alim, which could have the same question. Why does it say Dabra al-Bani Sova Amarta Alim? Then Lachor is saying the same thing twice. And Rashi doesn't explain anything. The Rebbe in R20 brings all the places in the Torah where it says Dabra al-Bani Sova Amarta Alim, and Rashi doesn't explain anything. So Muchach Leimar Ki al-Darech HaPshat ain't Zek Kushya. So we must see that according to Derech HaPshat, this is not a question. Why do we say twice? Sabbath al-Bani Sova Amarta Alim, this is not a question. Why does it say it twice? Well, the chizik at tzivoy kietzubizah. It's coming to strengthen the tzivoy or kietzubizah, but it's not a question. So this is not really the question of Rashi coming to answer. So the kitzur, we had a whole bunch of possibilities, five possibilities to explain what is Rashi's question. What's Rashi coming to explain when he says, when he brings the word tzavaz b'nei Yisrael? What's his problem with the word tzavaz b'nei Yisrael? We wanted to explain that he's coming to touch the word tzav, or he comes to explain why he uses over here the word tzav and not emer, or trying to explain the smichas of parshias, or he's coming to explain why does it say tzav and ve'amarta. But Rashi, the Rebbe said that all these questions are not really questions, and you can't really say these are the questions that Rashi is coming to ask. So it bleibt schwer, what is the question that Rashi is coming to ask? The Rabbi is coming to answer with his pirush. Okay. So now we're holding Siv Beis. So Siv Beis, the Rebbe continues with the next part of Rashi. The next part of Rashi, Rashi brings a mashal to explain the pirush what he said earlier. The pirush what he said earlier was that once Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem Yifked Hashem that Hashem should make and command a new raya for the Yidden, so Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Achata Metzaveni Al Banai Tzaves Banai Alai, and that Rashi brings a mashal. What's the mashal? Like Rebbe and Siv Beis. Rashi Mamshach Be Pirushay Mashal and Melech. Rashi brings a mashal from a daughter of a melech, which is about to go away from the world, and she was telling and she was commanding her husband about her children. V'chulu, and he says, etc. Kedisa b'zifri, like it says in Zifri. So just just for to be more clear, I'll also be mitzatit now the word lashon of the sefri before they continue. Before they continue the sicha, just explain what is the fishel, what is the mashal which we bring in sefri. So let's continue. Let's just mitzatit the sefri. The sefri says like this: mashal ma davar deimel lemelach shaisa ishtay nifteres min ha'olam. We're gonna get into that soon. There's a few differences in gersayis about if it says ishtay or bas melach. We're gonna get into that later, but just to bring the mashal. Melach shaisa ishtay nifteres min ha'olam ha'isa mafkadet toyal baneha amar loy bevakasha ben chayzar li bevanai. אמר לא, עד שאתה מפקדת הקטני על בנאי, פקדי בנאי עליי, שלא ימרדו בי ושלא ינגו בי מנג בזוין. כך אמר לגדש ברוך הוא, עד שאתה מפקדני על בנאי, פקד בנאי עליי, שלא ינג בי מנג בזוין ושלא ימירו את כבדי בלכי עניך וכו. What does it say in ספרי? It's a mashal to, if you use the term Rashi brings, to Abbas Melech, which is about to go away from the world, and she was telling her husband what to do with her children, she told him, please, be careful with my children. That's what she told him. He tells her back, before you, till you're telling me what to do with my children, tell my children that they shouldn't be married in me, and they shouldn't be naked in me, minig beside, they shouldn't embarrass me. And the same thing is also what Abish told him, I'm measuring it until you're telling me what to do with my children, I should make a new raya, tell my children about me again, that's the mashal which is brought in the sefri. Now Rashi didn't bring all the pratim of the mashal, Rashi just said, mashal bas melech shayis in eferes min ha'olam ha'isam v'kedes to bayla b'na, and he continues, says, v'chulu, and he sends this sefri for the rest of the mashal. Says the Rebbe, before the Rebbe is going to explain the Prate HaMashal, the Rebbe is going to ask questions, questions in Havanas Te'inu. The Rebbe is like this, Ve'eni Muva, Mani Toysa B'Havanas HaKosov, V'Hanimshol, Achat HaSaveni Al-Banai Chulu, Al-Yidei Mashal Zeh. B'Chla, when we bring a Mashal, it's because the Mashal is coming to explain a point which is not understood in the Nimshol, and therefore the Mashal is explaining the Nimshol. But over here, what's wrong with the words that Rashi said before? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, before you tell me what to do with the Yidden, tell the Yidden what to do with me. It's very good, it's understood. That Hashem is telling Moshe, very simple. What are you telling me? How to before you bavarin, that Hashem should take care of the Yidden. You have to bavarin that the Yidden shouldn't forget about the Eberster. It's something which is understood by itself. Why does Rashi have to bring a mashal to explain that point? B'chlawa, why does Rashi need a mashal? But then, even if you're going to explain for some point, something you need a mashal, then we're going to bring out the l'chora, the mashal not only doesn't explain the mission, the nimshal, but that the nimshal is more understood than the mashal. Why? So l'chora adrab, ha nimshal muvin yeser ma'am mashal. Why is the nimshal muvin yeser ma'am mashal? Aleph. B'kashas ma'isha meisa kedj baruch ho yivka d'ashem geyme isha la'ida muvenes mukhrachasi. Sharei meduber b'minim manig kol ha'mishal. She is saved. Call echad ve'echad if he died. What did Moshe Rabbeinu ask from Hashem? Hashem said, he asked the Eberster that Hashem should bring make a raya for all the Yidden. And this is something which is a must. Because we're talking about a mashal, we're talking about a manig for all the Yidden. Which type of manig is, like Rashi explains, on the word Isha La'ida. Ish sheyesoivel kol echad echad levidaita. That we're talking about somebody which should be soivel every single yidden particularly. Ilu ba mashal, but in the mashal hamaduber hu bivaneha shel bas melech. Aleph sheheim mesem hispan. Beis sheheim banim. Is veini muchach kol kachal kapanim. Sheha'av zakuk sheyikdu layal banav. When we say that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibushter to break our Isha La'ida, and in the Mashal, the Bas Melech is asking her husband to take care of her children, what's more needed? When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem for a Raya for the Yidden, that's something which is a must. Why? Because we're talking about, even maybe there's some Yidden, the same mispar of Yidden, which won't need a raya, but most of the Yidden will need a raya, a lot of Yidden will need a raya, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for. He's asking for something which is a must. We need a raya for the Yidden because we're talking about somebody for every single Yid. And not only for the Yid as a cloud, but every single Yid as a prat. She is able to call that, which is something which is a must. We need, Yidden need to have such a thing. Mashe Ink, and we're speaking about the children of Abbas Melech. So the fact that the Bas Melech is asking her husband to take care of her children, the care of the husband of the Bas Melech is not such a big must. Why? It's not al chalapach. It's not the same must as what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Because Moshe Rabbeinu asked for a manna for all the Eden, and she's asking her husband to, first of all, to take care of only a few people, her children, which is not so many people, Eshtetz. And second of all, we're talking about children of the Av. Which we're talking about children of the Av, it's not so muchrach that the father should tell him what to do with his children, because the derech klal, the father is gonna already be gonna take care of his children. So it's bechlal. How could we compare the bakasha of Moshe to what the bakasha of the husband of the wife of the what the Bas Melech is asking from her husband? Because Moshe is asking from the Eibishter to do is something which is a must. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go away, and there's not going to be a Rei Yisrael, it's going to be missing something. It's going to be missing a Rei for most of the Yidden. Mashiach, if when the Bas Melech is going to go away, even without her asking the her husband to take care of her children, nothing's gonna. It's not so. It's nishna. Yeah, because first of all, we're talking about only a few people, and second of all, her husband is the father of the children. So usually he's gonna take care of them anyways. So that's bechlal. So how could we? The mashal luchor is not a good mashal for the nimshal, because the nimshal is more understood. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is asking the Eibishter for certain thing, and the nimshal, the fact that the Bas Melech is asking this question from her husband is less a must. Eshtetz. Base, my Merakadish Baruch Hu Moshe. Savage Bnei is Bnei Alai Muva. Sharei Avru Bnei Yisrael Atzibe Hashem. Vayinasu Oisei Kama Pam Bamidbar. Vyesh Tzerech Lazhira Malka. Avu Bam Ashul. Lama Tisa Gadaita Shabbanim Yishkoch Olavim Mukhar Lissav Oisem Oze. So, and also in the what Hashem is asking Moshe to do, that also it's more understood what Hashem is asking to Moshe than what the husband is telling the Bas Melech to do. Because what Hashem told him, Moshe, please tell the Yidden to remember about me, that's understood. Why? Because we find in history that the Yidden went against the Tzivah Hashem. And a lot of Nisraelis, they made a lot of issues. Hashem came in the Mashal, that the Bas Melech is asking her husband to tell her husband, I'm sorry, that the husband is telling the Bas Melech to tell her children not to be meirer than him. Why should we think that the Banim should forget about her father, their father? Why should they be meirer than him? Why does as Melech, is the husband of the Bas Melech asking his wife to remind his children not to be meirer than him? Why should they be meirer than him? So the Chora, the Nimshal, again, so that's what the Rebbe is asking in this question. The Mashal, usually when Rashi brings a Mashal to explain something in the Nimshal. Mashenken over here, the Nimshal, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem for a Raya, it's understood. The fact that Hashem asked Moshe Rabbeinu to remind the Eden about him, it's also understood. Mashenken in the Mashal, it's less understood, both Pratim. So what's Bechlal the Mashal? Why does Rashi have to bring a Mashal? Okay, Siv Gimel. So in Siv Beis, the Rebbe asked questions on why we need a Mechal a Mashal. And in Siv Gimel, the Rebbe is speaking about the Mashal itself, different Pratim. So, Gimel. Ganish Lahavin at the Yukim Pir Shashi Bavia Mashal. You have to understand different the Yukim and Rashi the way he brings the Mashal. Aleph. Rashi Matik Medivir Esifri Mashal Vasmalach Shoysim Efteres Mena Oilam Vahitzim Avkedis Labayla Banel Chulu Umaytu Kedisub Esifri. When the Siv Beis, I brought the Mashal of the Lashon of the Sifri. In the Sifri, the Mashal is much longer. It doesn't only say Mashal Bas Melech Shoytzim Nefteres Mina Oila Meisim Efkedes Labayla Bana. Not only the words that there was a Bas Melech which was about to die, and she was telling her husband what to do with her children, but he goes further and he says what she asked from her husband and what her husband asked back. He explains the Nimshal, what the Eibushter asked, what the Mishab asked to the Eibushter, what the Eibushter asked back. From Moshe Rabbeinu, but in the Rashi doesn't bring all the rest of the Pratim. He just says these words that there was a Bas Melech who was about to die and was telling her husband what to do with her children, and that's it. And he says Chulu, and he finishes Kedusha B'Sefri. Sfrek the Rebbe, I mean, אם כוונסו לציין מקר המשל, מעלה לא ימיד לעין בפנים המקר. If Rashi wants to say where the mashal is, and then Rashi taka means the makar, the whole mashal, like it says in the free, Zifri. Taka di taka, he means all the pratim over there. And the taka wants that we should go over there and check for the rest of the pratim. Ebazoi havali lekater, v'leimer mashal bas melechu. Look at this specific. So then Rashi doesn't have to bring even the pratim that he does bring. Rashi could have just said, mashal bas melechu, kadis specific. Go, mashal bas melech, and look in the Zifri, you'll find the rest of the pratim. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi brings the whole bunch of pratim. That means Rashi doesn't want you to go to check it up in the Zifri, because if you want you to check it in the Zifri, you wouldn't have to bring what he brought. Because that also you could have checked it in the Zifri. So Rashi wants to bring the pratim, which are negated to the marshal, he brings it already over here. So in Bazai, why does he bring more pratim? He could have just said Mashal Abbas Malach. Why does he bring the marshal pratim that he brought? And the Ibrahim turned like the technical marshal, but if he doesn't want, it's not negated. He doesn't want us to check up this free. He wants us to know the mashal. He should have brought the whole mashal. But not only bring a few pratim, should have brought the whole mashal. So why does Rashi, Luchuri, does something? If he didn't want, if it wasn't a geya for to have the mashal over here, he just wants to tell us to look at the mashal. We would find the mashal in Sifri. So why did he bring the pratim she does bring? And if he doesn't want us to check it up in Sifri, he wants, for some reason, he wants us to bring the mashal over here. So you should have brought the whole mashal. Why did you bring only a few pratim? V'akachoch tzorach leimer, so since the Rebbe says a chiddush. So you must say, ki pratim eila shel Rashi matikam heim ikar b'avanas pirushim. Mashing and asher. Now the fact that Rashi brings the pratim, these pratim, because for Rashi's pirush, we only take and need these pratim the mashal. The rest of the mashal from the Zifri is taken on again. It's taken on again to understand the nimshul. What's negia to understand the nimshul is only these pratim, nothing else. But tzorach lav and ma'o ikar shabazah. So we have to understand, taka, what is the pratim, which we understand dafka with these words. What is the part of the nimshal? What is bothering Rashi? Which dafka, these pratim from the mashal is explaining the nimshal, nothing else. In other words, what l'chura comes out, that when the Rebbe asked him, does Rashi want to send you to the Tzifri? Or does Rashi want to tell you the mashal? So l'chura, taka, Rashi does not want to send you to Tzifri. What's coming out from the what the Rebbe's machriya, the fact that Rashi uses and says the pratim of the mashal is a raya that Rashi is not trying to send it to Zifri. He wants to tell you the mashal itself. The pratim is a negeya for Rashi to know the nimshal. For the nimshal is only taka the pratim which Rashi brings. The rest of the pratim, the mashal is taka negeya. You know the Zifri starts saying what did the wife tell the husband? What exactly she asked her husband? What did the husband ask her back? Those pratim which it says in the free are taka negeya for us. We taka don't have to know them. The only pratim which we have to know from the mashal which is brought in the Zifri is the words which Rashi Taka brings. And therefore the rest of the mashal is Taka Nanagir. So we have to understand, Taka, B'chal, we have to understand, what's the question of the Rebbe in Aleph over here, in the first question of Sif Gimel is, what is the nimshal, what is the inyan, which Rashi is trying to explain, Dafka with the mashal, and Dafka, this problem, the mashal is again explain this inyan. Base. Like the makar of the mashal, like Rashi says in Sifri. Avo. The problem is, Rashi's mitzayin that the mashal comes from Sifri. But when you look in the Sifri, you'll see that the mashal, there's a few pratim which is changing. Besides the fact that there's other pratim in Sifri that Rashi doesn't bring over here, but even the pratim that Rashi does bring in Sifri says different. Sham isa aleph mashal malach. Beish hoisa ishtar b'lei basmal. First of all, who was the husband? In the free, it says it was a malach. And second of all, who was the wife which was speaking in the mashal? So in the Sifri, we're speaking about the wife of the malach. We're speaking about the queen. Mashenkin, Rashi, below Rashi, Mishana. In these two pratim, Rashi is different. Case of Aleph, mashal of basmal. First of all, the wife over here, she wasn't the wife of a malach. She was the daughter of a malach. Beis, Shoysim Afkedis, Baal Estam, Malay Melech. And first of all, and second of all, her husband is not a Melech. It doesn't say in the Mashal that her husband is a Melech. If her husband would be a Melech, it would say, Mashal Bas Melech, Shoysim Afkedis is Baal HaMelech. But Rashi doesn't say, Maila HaMelech. Rashi says, Baal Estam. Come to Chayis, then in the Rashi's Mashal, we're speaking about a Bas Melech, which is not speaking to a Melech, we're speaking to Stam, her husband. Her husband wasn't a Melech. Mashenkin in the Marshall Louis Safri said, we're speaking about a king, we're just speaking to a queen. So we have to understand, why does Rashi change the Marshall Louis Baran Safri? Now, of course, the Rebbe is going to be Avarin. If Rashi brought the Marshall this way, it's for sure Rashi found such a pshat, such a gist in the Safri. Because if there wouldn't be such a gist in the Safri, for sure Rashi wouldn't have been mitzayin to Safri if it's not in the Safri. So for sure Rashi had such a gist in the Safri. So if he says Kedisa is a free, it's for sure that there was such a gist in the Kisafri in Rashi's times. The Rebbe has a klal, which we see that in a lot of places, the Rebbe says the same klal, that when we find two gersois in a medrash, or in Gemara, the gersa the way it is today in the printed svarim, and a different gersa we find in Rashi or in the Rambam v'chulu. It's not pshat that Rashi and the Rambam or whatever other Rishonim they had a different gersa than what we have today. The fact that we have a gersa today is a raya that also in the dirt times this was the main gersa, the regular gersa of the Medrash, the way we have it today. Nervous, Rashi or the other Rishonim they also had other gersas, but even in their times, the gersa which we have today was the Gersa Rivachas even in their times. And therefore, when we find the Rashi or the Rambam, they change the Gersa, and they use a Gersa which is not like the Gersa which we have today, that's what needs the beer. It's not pshat that in that time, that was the Gersa, and therefore they used the Gersa which they had. No. They for sure also had the Gersa which we have today. They had different Gersas. And they decided to choose Dafka the Gersa which is not Rivachas. And therefore, in this beer, why Dafka they choose the Gersa which is not Rivachas? So that's what the Rebbe's question is over here. Even though for sure Rashi had a Gersa which said over there, Mashal Bas Melech, Shoysam Afkedes Baila, not like we have the Gersa today, but still we need beer. Why did Rashi Dafke decide to use Dafke the Gersa which he used and not the Gersa Rivachas? Obefrat, Rebbe's Maisif, Obefrat, Sha'ad Rebbe, Lehanim Shol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masin Dafke Mashal Melech. Besides the fact that we, anyways, even Stamos if Rashi would change the Gersa, we would have to understand why Rashi decided to choose this Gersa and not the other Gersa. But in our case, it's even more not understood because Al-Khurim, and again, for the Nimshal, it would be more massive to say that the husband was a Melech. Why? Because Baas was speaking about Moshe speaking to the Eibishter. Moshe is the wife, and the Eibishter is the husband. So of course, it would be more massive to say that the Eibishter is a Melech than to say, like Rashi says, that the husband was Tana a person, not a Melech. L'chura, for the Nimshol, it's more massive to say that it was a Melech, not Stam Baila. So why does Rashi use the Gersa Dafke to say that the Baal was not a Melech? So from here, the Rebbe is Machriach, that Dafke Gersa Zu, Mas'im Alep Shutish Amikra Derech Peresh Rashi. So we must say that Dafke, this Gersa, is massive for Pshutish Mikra, according to what Rashi wants, and not the Gersa the Safri. But Tzarech Lavin says, we have to understand why, if for Pshutish Mikra, it's more massive to say the Gersa of Bas Melech and Baila than the Gersa the Safri, that we're speaking about a Melech and the wife of the Melech itself. That's question base. Question Gimel. Duber kam apamim, dikshirashi mitzayin makir l'pirusha, yopifrat kishayin yaseisim dvarah. Rabbe Seinu, ki yisub zeh, ki yime fartoy, ki minin dan Safri, harei zeh bachdei lishlel, maimer deyma nimtzu b'makam achar. אבל אין מסם לפרושה פשוטה של מקרא. אוי שאין במקר יתאר את קושי את שתסייר את אותם מולך. We find, the Rebbe says this a lot of places, that when Rashi is mitzayin a makar, בכלל Rashi never is mitzayin makar to his pirush. And that itself, there's a few daggers. Sometimes, בדרך Rashi is not mitzayin anything. Sometimes Rashi says, Amr Rabbi Seinu, or Darsha Rabbi Seinu. Which that also needs a beer. Why is all of a sudden Rashi saying Darsha Rabbi Seinu? And then sometimes Rashi brings the name of the person which says the pshat, and always the Rebbe is going to explain why does Rashi say the name, and even sometimes Rashi says, like in our place, Rashi says the place the safer where the pshat comes from, where it is the free, and all of these places the Rebbe is going to explain why Rashi is madgish, why is Rashi mitzayin the makar. We have if it's the name of a person, or it's a safer, or even if it's Darsha Rabbeinu, the Rebbe is going to explain. But over here, we have to explain why does Rashi use say the makar. Now, why does what's the derech la the pshat? So it could be one of two reasons, or it could be to answer a question of Talmud Memulach, I mean, sometimes there's a question which not a regular Ben Chamer Shlomikra will ask, but a Tam Mulach will ask a Mulachdik a question, which actually is Meramid the answer with being Mitzayin the Makar. That's an answer which the Rebbe gives in a lot of places. But over here, the Rebbe will bring a different answer. The answer is because it's in order to be Shalal, a different place where you could find the same Pshat. But it's over there, it's brought a little different. And in order to be Shalal, the Pshat, the way it's brought in a different place. And to be Madigish, that Rashi is being Mitzayin Dafka to the Pshat, which it says in this specific place, that's what Rashi is being Mitzayin the Makar. So fact that Rebbe, when in the Dan, Ma Bar Rashi L'Rami Zulavar, at least I haven't seen a Makkah, because this isn't free. So B'derechla, that would be the reason why Rashi didn't sign the Makkah, to be Shailu another place. So what's Rashi trying to be Shailu over here? Why is Dafka saying this is free? Now, just to Bavaran something, L'chura, Derech Afshe Yishleimar, that this question, Siv Gimel, the question Gimel is behemshech to question Aleph. It's based on question Aleph. If I would say that Rashi is bringing the mashal, it doesn't bring the whole mashal, he's only bringing part of the mashal, and we tack have to look into the makar to find the rest of the makar, the rest of the mashal. So for L'chura, this question is not a question. The reason why Rashi is saying Kedisib is a free, because if he wouldn't say Kedisib is a free, we wouldn't know the rest of the mashal. If Rashi wants us to know the rest of the mashal, then for sure Rashi has to tell us where to look for the rest of the mashal. But the reason why this question is a question is because we find the Rebbe said in Sif Aleph, and it was Mechriach in Sif Aleph, that Rashi doesn't want us to know the rest of the Mashal. For Rashi's pages only negate the words that he brought, so Ba'atim Rashi didn't have to be Messiah in the Makkah. Rashi could have said, Mashal Lebas Melech Shayser, if Teres Mana Oilam, Vaisam of Kedis, Labayla Bana, and that's it, was negate. Tak in Sifri, there's more Pratim. But that's Tak, the Pratim which it says later in Sifri is not negate. We don't have to know them. So if we don't have to know them, why is he actually sending us to Sifri? Nervous. He wants to be Shailu or something. First Rakashi, what's he wants to be Shailu or bring the Makkah? That's what the Rebbe says. That's what the Rebbe says back in Ara 13. That Rashi doesn't have to bring the Makkah. Shaini Mukharchla doesn't have to bring the Makkah. Rei Basha saying he brings a Raya. He brings a Raya in our passion. El Chav Zayin Yud Beis. Sham Yud Gimel. That there's two Mishalim. The Rebbe brings. The Rashi brings in Pasuk Yud Beis about Alei Al Har Avarim. One, two Mishalim. Mashal Chul. But see, both of them, he doesn't bring the Makar. After Shnei, Misaf is a free. And even though both of them, it says in Sifri. But if both of them, even though both of them are, like our Mashal, is brought in Sifri. Rashi, but there is not Mitzayin to the Sifri. I'm saying in our Mashal, he is Mitzayin to the Sifri. Now, if you're gonna look in those two mshalim, Rashi over there brings the whole mashal kamat, or brings the b'chalav b'chalav the ikin nekudos of the mashal. Rashi brings. Mashing in our mashal, Rashi doesn't bring a big part of the mashal. So l'chora you could have said that there's a big chilik between pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel and our pasuk. That our pasuk Rashi doesn't bring the whole mashal, so he has to be mitzayin to the Sifri to know where the rest of the mashal is. And those two psukim Rashi does bring the whole mashal, or at least most of the mashal, so therefore he doesn't have to mitzayin to the makar. But based on question Aleph, that question Aleph says that Rashi Taka does bring the whole thing where he wants to bring, and the rest of the pratim which it says in the Sifri Taka Nanagitas, that's what Ebazay Fresh Rekasha. Why does Rashi bring mitzayin to the makar? Okay. Now, what is Taka Rashi trying to be? What's Rashi Taka trying to be shaylo? Says the Rebbe, "Hine b'Tanchuma maybe gamkin mashal deme benidin nida." Tanchuma Taka brings a deme deka mashal. V'zel l'shen. What's the lashon of Tanchuma? Mashal ma deme deme. A malach shenasa isha vayla shushvin. A malach which married a wife and she had a shushvin. Calls man shamalach kais al ishtei hashushvin mefayeskul. Whenever the malach gets mad at his wife, the shushvin, come down to the melech. But shushvin lamos, when the shushvin is about to die, he's chilmavakish on the melech. So the shushvin started asking the king, amale bevakasha mincha ten dait chalishtecha. The shushvin tells the melech, till now, as mirush calmed you down by your wife, now I'm going to die, please take care of your wife, don't get mad at her anymore. Amale melech tells the melech, matam tzavein alishti tzavein zishti alesh. So the melech tells her back, what are you telling me? To take care of my wife, tell my wife, shouldn't get me mad anymore. That's the mashal which it says in Tanchuma. The fiza makam leimer says there, but according to that, would be makam to say the mashal zeshev of Tanchuma, but Rashi lishol because of kedis b'sifri. The tag of this mashal, Rashi wants it. Why is Rashi telling us to look in sifri? Because he wants to say he doesn't mean the mashal which it says in Tanchuma. He means the mashal which it says in sifri. Amnam haguva babir. But this itself we need beer. But this itself will need beer. Why Taka does Rashi take the mashal on Sifri and not the mashal on Tanchuma? Lachora, the mashal in Tanchuma works also good like us. The Moshe Rabbeinu is the shushvin, which is always mefayis the Eibushter about the Yidden, and the mashal works perfect. So why does Rashi not use the mashal in Tanchuma? Why does he say Dafke the Sefri wants to be shalom the mashal in Tanchuma and bring the mashal which says Dafke in Sefri? In R 15, the Rebbe is Moisif, another mashal which Rashi is coming to be shalom. Besides the mashal in Tanchuma, Yesh Leim Asher Bederech Agav. Nishla Bozeh Gamma Mashal Mad every day Malishal Malchulu, Shabashir Shirma Pasuk Tavrik Bacharuz. Technik Hamashal Sibfri Kigirs Hussein. Shleimar, the Rebbe is saying that the Rash is also being Shailo, the Mashal, which it's brought in Shira Shirim Rabba on the Pasuk Tavrik Bacharuzim. That over there, the Mashal, the Shira Shirim Rabba, brings a mashal to Ishtei Shel Melech, and the mashal is like the Sifri, like our Gersa, not like the Gersa which Rashi brings about a Bas Melech and Baila. Over there, the mashal which the Shereshim Rabbi brings is the same type of mashal which the Gersa which we have in the Sifri, Ishtei Shel Melech Vuchlu. And Rashi is bringing to be Shiloh that mashal, because like we said before, Rashi is doing Dafka about a Bas Melech and about a Bible. So therefore Rashi is saying, don't look at the mashal the way it says in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, look at the mashal the way it said in Sefri, like his gears that we're talking about after about Abbas Malach Naba. So Rashi is being shown side of Tanchuma and side the girsa of the mashal, which speaks about Ishtei Shel Melech, which that girsa says in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. But Frech Tzach HaKasha, if we're in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, it's the same exact mashal the way it is in Sefri, Shadus, like in the Sefri in our Parsha. Our Gersa says Ishtei Shel Melech. And Rashi says a different Gersa, Bas Melech. So maybe just like in our Sefri, Rashi is mitzayim to the Sefri, he means Sefri like his Gersa. So and maybe he had also the same Gersa, the different Gersa, in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. So therefore, what's Rebbe saying that by saying Kedisa Sefri, Rashi is trying to be Shoylel, the Gersa of Ishtei Shel Melech, which says in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, just like Rashi had a Gersa in Sefri different, which said Bas Melech, could be also a lot of different gears than Shir HaShirim Rabbah, which it said Bas Melech, and therefore wouldn't be help. It wouldn't be shaylo by being a time to Sophia, not like Shir HaShirim Rabbah. That the Rebbe says, I feel him to learn. Meshach Am Sham Hayelaf Nish Rashi Gersa Acheres Bas Melech Obayla keeps it free. Even if you say that even in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Rashi had a different gears, but still move on to the Metzayin Sophia below the Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Still, we don't understand why Rashi didn't sign to Sefri. Another writer, Taka, if I would say, well, I would say like that. So Rashi wouldn't be able to. The fact that he's mitzayin to Sefri wouldn't be shoylel the Shir HaShirim. Because even Shir HaShirim, because he has a girsa Bas Melech. But then our kasha would be something different. So Taka, Rashi is not being shoylel that girsa. But if we have the mashal in two places, we have the mashal in Sefri, we have the mashal in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, so why does Rashi say Kedisa B'Sefri? He could have said Kedisa B'Shir HaShirim Rabbah. So why is Mitzayim Dafke to the Sefri? So Taka, what Pshat is trying to be Shailah, trying to be Shailah the Mashal with the Tanchuma. But so that's why he doesn't say Tanchuma. But still, why does he say Sefri if the same Mashal is also in Shir HaShirim Rabbah? So the Rebbe gives three reasons why it's better to be Mitzayim to Sefri than the Shir HaShirim Rabbah. So he says, move on to the Mitzayim to Sefri with the Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Key one, has Sefri Hu'ol al-Asar. First of all, the Sefri is a Pirush on Parshas Bamidbar. I'm Chumash Bamidbar. So therefore, the Sefri is the Makar. The Sefri is the place where is the Makar for our Pirush. Mashengi to send the Shir HaShirim Rabbah is the Pirush on the Pasuk Tzavarech Lacharuzim. But it's not a Pirush on the Pasuk Yivked Hashem. First of all, and that's first of all. Two, Koydim Shir HaShirim Rabbah Bezman HaMiram. Second of all, the Sefri is a better Makar because it's a more Koydim. Shir HaShirim Rabbah was a Chibur which was made Bezman HaMiram. Mashengi, the Sefri is a Medish from the Tanoim. So therefore, for sure, it's more better to mitzayin to Sefri than to Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Three, ha-hekach le-pirusha u-mepirsh tzav, k'til ha-kamon b'fnim, v'alchein mitzayin le-Sefri d'sham, the-Sefri d'sham muva teichan ha-pirsh t'tev ha-tzav, tziv v'chulu miyad, u-lederes, mashengim Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Says the hekach to Rashi's pirush, that's where Rashi has b'chlad bring the whole mashal, is from the word tzav, which the word tzav means tziv v'miyad u-lederes. And that is mechriach, like Rabbi is going to explain in tziv dalet, the whole pshat or Rashi coming to explain. So therefore, and where does it say that tzav means tzivu miyad l'deris in the Sefri? So therefore, the Rebbe is mitzayin to this, the Rashi is mitzayin to the Sefri because Shir HaShirim Rabbah Lishito, which he doesn't bring over there, the word of Tzav and Yadlo Deris, wouldn't be Machriach Rashi's Pirush. The whole Hecha for Rashi's Pirush is the something which says in Zifri Tzivim Yadlo Deris. And therefore, that's Machriach, the Hemshech of Lashon of Rashi. So therefore, we understand why Rashi is assigned Afka to the Zifri and not to the Shirishim Rabbah, because the Zifri is more massive to the Pshat, to what Rashi is trying to say. But getting back to the Prim, the fact that Rashi is assigned to the Zifri is for sure trying to be Shoylel Tintan Chuma. Why does Rashi Taka use the Mashal which it says in the Zifri and not the Mashal which it says in Tintan Chuma? So basically, till now, we just make a sikkum on the Kashas. The Rebbe brought the beginning of Rashi. He asked the question, what's wrong with the Pasuk Tzav Ez Bnei Yisrael? Why did Rashi have to explain the Tzav Ez Bnei Yisrael? What's wrong with the Pasuk? He brought a few options where people want to explain what the problem with the Pasuk was trying to come with the answer, and he said that no, all these Pirushim don't work, and we still need on the Hasbara why, what's wrong with the Pasuk, what's missing Hasbara in the Pasuk Tzav Ez Bnei Yisrael, Rashi is coming to explain that. That's first of all. And then in Sif Beis and Gimel, the Rebbe dealt with different pratim in the mashal, trying to ask, b'chlau, why we need a mashal? What does the mashal explain to us? Why does Rashi Dafka use the mashal to Sifri? B'chul, b'chul. And then in Sif Dalid, b'chul, and b'hala, Dalid Heivav, the Rebbe is going to explain the answer to all these questions.